Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, Adventure Couteers. It's me, Mark Gagliardi, your favorite work juice player. It was a real treat seeing so many of you at our live show, and we hope you're enjoying these podcast episodes, which came from that really fun show. We especially love that so many of you joined us for the pre-show and post-show games and fun arounds. Now, if you missed out on those or you want to watch them again, we've got great news for you. That video content is available exclusively on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour and become a supporter. The Patreon is full of fun, exclusive content. You'll have access to our complete podcast catalog, which isn't available anywhere else, as well as bonus podcast episodes like never released early shows, panel conversations, and lots more. You'll also get first crack at live show tickets and more goodies. We really appreciate your support, and indeed, it's through your support that the show continues to exist at all. So go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour to pledge only $5 per month to access everything that the Work Juice Corporation has to offer.
Kids, shine your Astro Spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars. Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to humans will make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
I'm from Earth.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
The hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Yo, I'm from Earth, but I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Plains, the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do with a pair of robot fists.
Pow!
Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot robes I hardly ever miss. And I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs of Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Howdy and congratulations, Saloon. Just a howdy to you, Barkeep.
Greetings, Citizen Nevada.
Welcome in, Marshal. Don't want no trouble in my place, as you know. Mm. And place, don't want you going to no trouble. It ain't that kind of saloon.
No. She can... She can call me Citizen. Don't reckon I mind.
I hate to say it, Marshal, but you look a mighty bit troubled.
Yeah, I got a hitch in my giddy-up is all. Hope to borrow the saloon to file a report via her AI.
Something wrong with the Marshal Station AI?
Oh, it's her week off. She went to a wine country on a wine planet in a wine system, so... I've been doing paperwork by hand. That led to a crick in my wrist, spread through the rest. You know what they say, sometimes you do the paperwork, sometimes the paperwork's you.
That don't sound
that?
Like them.
That's something they say, yeah.
Well, sounds like you could use an extra set of hands. Which, wait, don't you have more than one of those?
Oh, no. My robot fists ain't but for powing stuff.
No, I meant deputies.
Oh, Croach and Red got the week off, too. Went with the Marshal Station to that wine planet, the three of them.
A long trip, and we have several lovely undervisited wineries right here on Mars.
How she is now that she got elected mayor.
Yeah.
Folks are citizens. Has vacation options. Keeps appointing department heads.
Yeah, well, rest assured, Mayor. I may be the sole lawman in town, and my gun hands may be useless, but there won't be no outlaw, and I called a moratorium on crime.
Oh, you sound like her. The outlaw element abides by moratoria, does it?
It does when I use the Marshall satellite to put them all in stasis. Some riffraff and no goodniks, too, just for safety.
I am uncertain whether that is ethical.
I'm uncertain why you don't do that all the time.
Oh, because it 100% ain't ethical, yeah. Conflicts with my stance on pre-crime, so...
Bad for business.
Well, less worried about that. You know what they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Also,
they
don't sound like
don't
that.
Say that.
Nonetheless. You don't get a heavier prevention than this, which is worth, like... I mean, so much cure.
Well, that explains why my business has been sluggish. My customers are, by and large, no goodniks, and... Mm. Who wants to go to a saloon ain't got no riffraff for atmosphere?
Well, I'll buy some rot gut to pay table rent for a chair. File my report from.
What does it say of a mayor to act as stenographer and stenograph?
Says you honor your serving the community platform, which I reckon is why I voted for you.
You voted for me?
Well, given the alternative, yeah.
I will take that report.
All right, and... Go. Sparks, Nevada, Marshal on Mars, filing a report via Saloon AI. Marshal has sustained minor injuries from doing paperwork manually, and as such, Marshal has enacted a stasis-based moratorium on outlaws and other criminal types until Marshal regains the use of my hands. Also should mention, due to the paperwork and through the pain, heroic, the contorting to adopt a new turn of hands didn't help but further spread a crick to my full-on giddy-up hitch. Smarts to walk and stand, really. And done doing both for the moment.
You can't walk nor stand?
No, I mean, of course I can. Ish. Getting here, I leaned hard on my rocket spurs. Don't interrupt the report. Delete that part. All right, continuing. Marshal does not foresee any crime or non-crime danger until such time as the cricks and giddy-up are back to regular. End report.
Report recorded. Saloon doors are open.
Help! Help!
Greetings, Citizen Felton. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, don't pretend like you care.
Of course I care, Citizen.
Oh, do you, Mayor?
Now, is there trouble between you and my place, Felton?
No trouble on my end.
Oh, ain't you so magnanimous. Easy for you to be as you won.
Felton, don't behave this way. Would you like a snack? Perhaps some sour grapes?
Help, a sore winner.
Nah, Felton, the saloon beat you fair and square. Ain't no need for anyone to be petty.
Mayors cannot be petty.
What? Of course they can.
So I have your permission?
No, that's...
Citizen Felton, are you relishing the prize for coming in second place in the vote?
There's a prize for second place?
No.
All right. Let's nobody be petty. Stop being petty. I got too much of a twinge in my gait today for further aggravation. What sent you in here hollering, Felton? You seen that caterpillar again?
Why? Is he back?
No.
Oh. No, I bet he's off being a butterfly, right? Yeah, I bet. Flit, 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 flit.
Why'd you...
No, what it was I was at the boarding house eating Johnny cakes and let myself feel the feelings of denial and hurt, pride and anger, bargaining to do with local global elections and whatnot. But that ain't important just now.
Completely agree, yeah.
But sometime else, as we all must act the cartographer to fill out our own atlas with the maps of the how we feel journeys.
I mean, maybe. What? No. Felton, maybe urging up the story a little?
Oh, you taking all the aesthetics out of discourse? Do you know that?
Trying desperately to, yeah, yeah.
Fine. Met the new tenant at the boarding home. He's a robot bounty hunter.
Well, that a bounty hunter who's a robot or who hunts robots for bounties?
Well, you'd know already with a couple more discourse aesthetics.
All right.
He's the robot. Nice enough, but he's here to see Mars's favorite son.
Oh, no. Of all the times to have a robot bounty hunter come looking for a showdown, had to be when my giddy-up is good and truly hitched. And with my deputies away, could this be the end of Sparks, Nevada?
He's here for the barkeep.
Oh, great, okay.
Wait, what now? Why? I'm beloved.
Mars' favorite son, yeah. Hey, he might have said why, but what with my running off and a hollering on, I didn't catch it if any did.
I expect he will tell us directly, assuming he is the armed robot headed this way.
No, I don't want no trouble headed toward my place, where I am, wearing a bullseye for a jacket and targets for garters.
All right. Aiken Dukes or not, I got a responsibility. Let me get my guns out. Maybe if... Oh, oh. All right, dang it. Hang on. All right. Trying and standing. Nope. Second wind. Also no. All right. Anybody else's back just twinge up something powerful?
Now, can't you just put this bounty hunter in stasis, too?
Civil Code 32.490.13 prohibits impeding the lawful conduct of bounty hunters.
I know that. Who don't know that?
As both mayor and saloon, it seems appropriate that I parlay with him.
No, I'll do it.
But I am both outside and inside.
I don't care how many two things at once you are, I'm doing it. Saloon doors open.
Saloon doors are open.
And keep them open, you mayor. All right, Robot, I'm here to parlay.
I got a name, person.
Me too. It's Felton.
I'm Zeke 209, howdy. I've been sent by the Alcott family. I'm calling out the barkeep. He got, oh, let's say, 7 minutes to comply.
Okay, I'll parlay that to him. Wait here.
The bounty hunter Zeke 209 was sent by the family of your ex-wife, Harriet Alcott.
What? But
Robert's name's Zeke 209. He's been sent by the Alcott family, which, hey, ain't that your wife's name's family?
We know, Felton. The mayor filled us in.
You can't let me have nothing, can you?
Wait, my ex-wife? But we was amicably split.
You sure about that?
Well, after I talked to Harriet, she was set to mourn her uncle, who she just had helped to mind and tend to, him and his immediate family, until the time of his passing. By way of respect and condolence, I sent a card that was thoughtfully but mindfully of how we ain't to each other what we once was, as well as I sent some food, as is custom. And she what? Sent a bounty hunter?
That ain't the return custom, then?
It's too salty. Don't eat it. Send a worse thank you card. Don't respond with a freelance mercenary.
Okay. Parlaying.
Well, now, hang on. Reckon I should be the one who goes out there. Am I doing it? Feels like I'm doing it. No? By which I mean it feels painful.
You rest up. Help yourself before you help others.
Maybe you should tend to the marshal, and I should parlay, as I could have related this information and its response.
You keep your mouth indoors, Mayor.
It's not how it works.
Shakunk.
I beg your pardon, did you say shakunk?
I said nothing of the sort. That was clearly a door opening noise.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
All right, friend. Now, eyes on the clock. Your man in there got right around 5.5 minutes left to comply.
I'll talk fast. Not like the time I got a bumblebee in my mouth from sniffing a flower a lot wrong. My tongue did swell, and I have the same amount to say as ever.
Sir?
Felton.
Oh, okay. It was a pretty flower, is the long and short of that. Anywho, as to the Alcotts...
Oh, I already heard as to them. Condolence food sent per custom.
You saloon Brutus!
I did not tell him.
Now, she did not. I turned my audio inputs up for listening. Now, here's what. The Alcotts got ornery due to the condolence platter being addressed to Harriet and not to any of the rest of them. Wasn't her house. They felt aggrieved about it, and here I am. Overreaction? Maybe. But I ain't in the business of convincing folk to not hire me.
The condolence platter was addressed to Harriet, ignoring and offending the residents of the household.
Right. Oh, is that right?
That'll do it, I guess.
Well, Shakur. Okay. What happened? What had happened was you and Harriet were man and
Felton,
wife.
Yeah, Felton.
But let him have this.
Okay. Then you weren't. Then her uncle passed. This all you know. You sent a condolence platter. Basket? I don't know, but you do. Yeah, you didn't put no names of no next of kins who lived in the house on the basket and or platter, offending them all the way to death. Yours, I mean.
All right, here's the plan. Reckon I'll teach the barkeep how to show down. Felton, you go out and communicate that to the bounty hunter, but feel free to take the long way.
Aesthetics are back intoing themselves back into the discourse, Marshal. Shakunk.
You may save your shakunks. I heard what they said. Sent you out to stall.
Wait, is that what they did?
Ain't gonna work. Near about's time to comply. A tick-tock, hombre. That's the sound of the internal clock I had installed before I got here.
We ain't finished parlaying.
Oh, true. There's one thing I forgot to say.
And you can keep it forgotten because this parlay is over.
Shields.
What are you doing out here?
Closing up shop and trying to find a mayoral way out of this.
I'm handling it.
I'm helping.
You're doing it for me.
If I could just get a word in.
All right, sounds like the mayor's buying us time. Let's get you ready.
I may be the first on Mars to say this. Marshal, help!
Barkeep, you can do this. You got the grit, I know it.
Well, I'm glad you do, because I'm not so sure.
Gunfighting is like jazz. You gotta feel it, and you will not like it.
Well, then I'm halfway there already.
Reckon you got skills. You got the skills you can call on in a gunfight, seeing you clean up, carry a stack of pint glasses.
Yeah, how's that relevant?
Well, balance, steady hands. That's all a gunfight is. That and guns and shooting straight and drawing faster than they eat. It's more than just the hands.
I do shoot a mean sarsaparilla from the soda gun.
Well, there you go, yeah. Let's do a practice. Don't hesitate, just pull up your nozzle and spray.
Was that fast?
We should practice more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Felton, I'm sorry if your feelings are hurt, but it is not my fault that I defeated you in the election.
Oh, really? It's my fault that you ran a better race and have more qualifications and got more votes? I'd really like to know how you figure that.
If I might interject on an unrelated matter.
No. It's related matters time. I'm sorry, Mr. 209. You will have to wait, Shakunk. Which, I'm sorry, is how an apology sounds if your honor ain't familiar.
For what do I have to apologize?
Saloon, I ain't sore due to how you beat me in a fair election.
Oh, no such thing as a fair election. Yep, I said it.
What really hurt me, Saloon, is I thought we was friends, and then you went ahead and voted for my opponent.
I was your opponent.
Still hurt.
Okay, could I just get
Felton, who did you vote for?
Guess I can't.
You! Of course I did. We're friends, I reckon. Or reckoned, anyhow.
And now, because you lost by one vote, you are upset.
Wait, I lost by one vote?
Oh, Shakunk!
No, it was a landslide. Mayors can be petty.
Okay.
All right, barkeep. This time when you draw, try to do it, you know, like, faster. And I'd show you, but even thinking about it, how I do it hitches me in the giddy up.
Right, faster, got it, here we go. Whoa, oops, I dropped it. Maybe it's a positive sign?
How do you reckon that?
I don't know, bad rehearsal, good show. You heard that one?
Not about gunfights, right. No. Oh no, what's this now?
What did you do?
Oh, nothing much. I just hacked into your system thanks to professional robot skills I got in case I need to drop shields and open doors and walk in a place. Time's up, barkeep. Comply.
But I don't want no trouble. I'm wet from losing soda nozzle shootouts. I'll never survive a laser nozzle one.
All right. Barkeep, reckon you got all the bad at it out of your system. Remember, you got grit.
But I sent plenty of food for everyone to share. Just didn't feel right addressing the package to folks who likely don't even recall me. I ain't seen Harriet's aunt nor uncle since our wedding, when those cousins hadn't even been made yet.
Sometimes there just ain't no choice, barkeep. Trouble finds you and you have to deal with it, even if it ain't fair, even if you don't want it.
Like how you pushed yourself through that paperwork, even though it caused you a crick. If you can do paperwork, maybe I can do this.
Reckon, yeah. Now, I mean to inspire you, I do, but I wouldn't want to inspire you under, well, under false pretenses. Might have been the hitch in my giddy-up wasn't strictly due to, you know, paperwork.
Do not tell me you filed a false report.
That's why I called it a heads up. See, I tussled with some comet rustlers in the upper atmosphere, and I took a bad bounce when I landed back on Mars. Used to be that I'd land rough and hard, and thanks to youth and astrospurs, I'd pop right up, dust myself off, enjoy a sarsaparilla, call it a victory. But lately, I can't shake stuff off like I used to. Feel it in my whole giddy-up.
Hang on, you were abashed from being a worse for wear after walking away from a crash from space.
Yeah.
Caused by trouble with comet rustlers.
That's right.
So you made up a story about paperwork.
Well, paperwork and too close to the sun, that's impressive. Getting your giddy up hitched from what used to be a run-of-the-mill fracas, that's devastating. Existentially.
We're all of us getting older all the time, Marshall.
Citizen Felton is correct. Upgrades used to make me feel factory new. Lately, I am lucky if an upgrade makes me feel normal for a single cycle.
Y'all threw my back out drying myself off with the towel the other day. And it was one of them automatic towels, too. Yeah. I got no excuse.
Heck, I hurt myself sleeping without even a dream to justify it. The dream was about sleeping.
Well, I am young, and now I don't want to get old.
Ain't nothing to be ashamed of, Marshall, except maybe lying in your report, which is more fraudulent than shameful.
Well, I wasn't planning on filing for workers' comp.
I did not file it. I recorded it, and then Felton interrupted.
Arrived.
Y'all, I got another show down to comply to in a half hour on OT-44.
Well, even though I'm going to inspire you to show down, let me do it by facing up to what I ought to. Mayor Saloon, please amend the report to reflect the events accurately, even the true author of my hitch.
No need. As mayor, I have executed an executive order such that you do not have to admit the cause of the injury.
You are a good mayor. I accept your apology.
That is nice, but I did not offer one.
We're reconciled, I said.
Yeah, and I said amend the report. Sometimes you don't got a choice, and sometimes making the right choice should feel like you don't got a choice. Right, barkeep?
Yes. Even if it means dying, I guess. Can I borrow your guns?
Take the whole belt.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, that feels good.
All right, easy, though.
Wait, what is that, adrenaline?
Maybe, don't...
This is why people do sports. Here, give me that.
No, that's my badge.
No, I need it for my showdown.
You do not.
Fine. All right, let's go.
All right. Now, before we start, what did you mean back there about dying?
And what did you mean? What did I mean?
All right. Is this a showdown or ain't it?
I meant to say this, and then I got ignored, and then I got swept up. The Alcotts are from Flamisco or Ranch, you know, in the Clerd.
Sure.
It's all manners out there. The polite West. That's why they take this slight so serious. Ain't a showdown so much as it's a duel by proxy, obviously.
Duel by proxy? I reckon that means D-Lope is in play.
D-Lope applies. Only way to speak French I know.
Well, this is great news, barkeep.
What's D-Lope mean?
Far less trouble. Both of you got the choice to draw like regular, which don't, or fire into the air and hope the other does the same. Either resolves the dispute with honor.
Huh. So I do a sky shoot. Will you do the same?
Oh, now, that'd be telling, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it would. Okay, if I want you to, will I be happy when you draw?
Oh, you'll be... Oh, you nearly got me. I tell you what, I'll count to three, and then we'll both see what happens together.
Yeah, I'm ready for whatever it is.
Okay. One, two. No, but I fired into the air.
Yeah, and I meant to. Honestly, thought I did.
Well, you didn't. Shakunk.
Well, you did it, barkeep. One way or the other, you did it.
I guess he got his wish never to grow old.
Have I arrived in time? Has the duel commenced? I received the saloon's secret distress beacon. Magropa.
Shot Croach.
Yeah, well, sorry, Croach.
I can't believe you shot
Croach. Hey, they're your guns.
You better give them back.
Well, no. Being honest, I kind of like the way they feel in my hands. Maybe trouble ain't so bad when you're the one causing it.
No. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Stop reaching for my badge.
Try and stop.
Ow! I can't stop. Ow!
Looks like I'm the marshal now.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Has our tender hero been coercively retired? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks, Nevada, Marshal on Mars.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.